Springtime in the North Platte area means it's time for the beautiful walk for the Women's Resource Centers. We welcome in Linda joining us to discuss the Walk for Life. Linda, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me here today.
We were talking off the air a little bit, Linda. We talked last year, and it was completely different, obviously, preparing for the walk last year, and it still went extremely well with a lot of donations.
It did. It was a really great time. We exceeded our goal last year, and which encouraged us this year to even strive for higher. So we have a goal this year of $60,000 that we would like to raise, and we are back to having 8 different locations that there will be actual walks, and also though continuing to offer to those that don't feel comfortable or live away from here that would like to walk, that they still can do that virtually. So we're thankful for that. And as I was mentioning to you, one of that additional virtual aspects is our theme this year is United We Work. And so we thought, how about taking the whole United States and trying to find at least one person in every state to walk for us?
Yeah.
So excited about that. Right now we have 15 confirmed states that there are individuals walking. Some have multiple people. And then we also have Canada. So that's pretty cool. And one of our states is Hawaii. So
already got one of the furthest away out
right.
of the way. And you were telling me, too, the individual that's walking from Hawaii was sending some pictures of the scenery that they were getting to walk with, too. And
yes. I know. Beautiful, beautiful scenery there in Hawaii. But, just really exciting to have that. And there's a lot more people that are registered that just have not raised at least $50. And that's what we're asking, is to raise at least $50. And then they'll get a pin in the map. So, but again, we're really excited about all those that are already registered to walk. We have about 155 people registered to walk.
In this area?
Here in this area, yes.
Awesome. That's a good number. Yeah.
North Platte, we have 66 people, and then we have also Arnold and Stapleton, Dunning, Callaway, Gothenburg, and Wallace and Hershey. All of those have walk locations, and our walks today, the first and the second. Some of the walks are on Saturday, some of the walks are on Sunday, and so people, we're just asking people to register to walk, and when you raise at least $50 and sponsor pledges, or if people want to donate at that time, that's fine too. But then you'll receive a free t-shirt. We also have wonderful prizes for those that are going to be our top winners, you know, those that have raised the most in sponsor pledges. Right now, Karen Beckfar is number one for all our individuals. But we have had wonderful donations. Not only we've had sponsors for our t-shirts like Nebraska Land Bank and area churches and individuals and businesses have all sponsored the shirts and the preparation for the walk, but then we also have places like Dusty Trails and Double Dips and different locations around here in town that have given donations for the prizes, and so
awesome.
That's really cool too.
Great support from the local business community.
Yes.
Obviously great support from religious organizations as well. For folks that are listening and maybe don't know, Linda, can you give us the Reader's Digest of what the Women's Resource Center is and what services are provided by the Women's Resource Center?
Yes, we would just love for people to know that we exist here in our community. It's been over 45 years that we've been in this community providing pregnancy help. And so we're a pregnancy help center. We provide resources for those individuals that perhaps are finding themselves in an unplanned pregnancy, a crisis pregnancy, or they're just perhaps in need of parenting training, resources like diapers and formula. And diapers are definitely the thing that really go out of our center a lot.
Fly off the shelves.
They do. They do. But we have a boutique also in our center, which is really great. Our clients come and they go through parenting training. They receive what we call baby bucks. It's kind of like your Monopoly money, but they have baby bucks, and with that then they can shop. And so they go into our boutique and they can get baby items or maternity clothes or things like lotions or baby shampoos, toys, but definitely the diapers, the formula, and baby food. So it's just really great. And we provide life skill classes. We have a cooking class every month. We've had a class in partnership with our local fire station doing fire safety at home.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and so we just really try to come alongside of the clients and help them. They can, with their baby bucks, they can earn a brand new crib or a car seat. And, of course, you have to have a car seat to even bring your baby home. You could get a pack and play or a high chair even. So all those new items, as well as then receiving, you know, or using your baby bucks for those items in the boutique that have been donated. We have a lot of wonderful quilting groups and church group ladies that make the quilts and blankets, and they donate those to us. And so it's hardly a day goes by without some kind of donation.
That's awesome. Northfly community at its finest, George.
Yeah, tremendous support from all over the place. And you've been doing this for 45 years?
Yes.
I think that's kind of a secret. I mean, that's
yeah,
a long time.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
It started as a crisis pregnancy line mm-hmm. in 1972. A woman named Jane Campbell just really had it on her heart. She wanted to be available to help those young women who were facing the question of, do I keep this baby or do I abort this baby? And, mm-hmm. of course, her desire was for them to keep the baby. And from that, and women making the choice to keep their baby, suddenly, okay, now there was the need for those material things like the diapers and the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone offered her basement, and so they started getting donations, outgrew the basement, moved to a storefront, outgrew that. We moved here to the north side and had lived in half of the building for a while, then over, you know, took the whole building, and then we outgrew that, and now we're over behind urgent care. And God has just really provided a wonderful place. And what's really neat about that, too, we just completed a capital campaign. It was a three-year campaign to pay off our mortgage. We went from $369,000 down to less than $23,000.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we're confident that we'll get that paid off yet
sure,
this year.
Sure.
And it's all because of so many wonderful donors and businesses, churches, and individuals that, you know, just really believe in what we're doing, what God's called us to do.
Again, we have Linda joining us from the Women's Resource Center. And I think, Linda, when folks think of the Women's Resource Center, they think of those ladies that are facing pregnancy and that, and you know, the gender is in the name there with the Women's mm-hmm. Resource Center, but there is assistance for fathers out there as well, and soon to be fathers that you guys help with that folks may not be aware of as much.
Exactly. We have a wonderful peer counselor. His name is Steve Westling, and he meets with guys on a regular basis. We have a men's group on Monday nights called 24/7 Dad, and it just is a great help to help men recognize what their role is in the family and how they can provide for that baby, for that family that has been created now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a great service, and we're thankful for that, as well as we have guys that come in through the week. And Steve is so gracious. He'll come in on his lunch hour and he'll meet
yeah.
with somebody.
Great guy, great example too. Wonderful father, better man perhaps, and, just all around great guy who had his start in radio actually.
Yes,
too. And
yes.
You can tell by listening to that voice yes. that it belongs in radio.
Yes, yes. So we are Monday nights. We stay open later, and that's when we have our groups. We also have the privilege of having Dr. Doug States come, and yeah. he volunteers his time a couple of times a month, and he sees our pregnant mom that perhaps don't have a doctor here locally or would just like to keep it all in-house.
Sure, get the
and
ball rolling
that's
a little
right.
bit.
And though he is not located here right now on a regular basis, he will see them up to about week 36, 37, and then transfers care to a doctor at Midlands. And so it works out really well for us, and,
awesome.
And we're able to see them. We provide those free pregnancy tests and free ultrasound as well. And that just helps those moms or those that are, again, we do have those that come in and they're questioning whether they're going to keep that child or abort that child. And again, we always want to give that option of parenting, adoption. But if they're considering that abortion, we'll help them explore what that really means, because our desire is to help them find a way that they can provide for that child and keep that child.
The walk this weekend, anything else you'd like to add, Linda? Folks want to join that walk?
What time's the walk?
The walk this weekend on Saturday for North Platte is registration at 9:30, and the walk is at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
If people want more information, they can call us at 534-1440 or go to our website, which is www.friendsofwrc.com.
And if folks want to make donations or perhaps sign up to volunteer, information available on the website as well for them?
Yes, but it would be better for them to call us directly, again, at 534-1440, and we would be happy to talk to them because we still need more walkers.
Sure.
We still need more donors.
Awesome. Linda, it's great to have you in the studio. Appreciate the great work you do here for our community.
Well, thank you very much for having me this morning.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a quick break on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.